Next patient is Maria Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z-A. Maria. 45-year-old Hispanic female with CKD stage 4 related to membranous nephropathy associated to systemic lupus erythematosus. Period. The patient had a biopsy done in 2019, and the kidney sample was 70 glomeruli. 40 of them were sclerosed with interstitial fibrosis of 70%, period. The patient is active in the transplant list, period. The patient has continued the administration of CellCept that she had interrupted at one time. And as a conclusion of this, we have the presence of proteinuria. The patient has been approached with the cell set as well as the ARB. And we have a borderline hypertension. She continues to weigh 196 pounds. The proteinuria is 1,500. The serum creatinine is 2.8. And the estimated GFR is 20 mLs per minute. Period. Number two, anemia that is secondary to the CKD4 managed by the hematologist. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a seizure disorder that has been treated with the administration of phentoin and followed by the neurologist. Following number, the patient has hypertension. She continues with the borderline hypertension. The physical examination shows that the patient has pitting edema in the lower extremities. We are going to increase the administration of furosemide to 40 milligrams BID for 2 days during the week, the rest of the time once a week, and cut down the salt as well as the fluid intake. The patient needs to lose 6 pounds, and I am not going to consider the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone at this point because of the low GFR. Period. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.